From NPR News, it's Day to Day. If you're looking for a white Christmas, go to the airport right now, get on a plane, go to Denver. Except, of course, you can't get there because Christmas is a little too white in Denver. Schools canceled, malls closed, snow still following. Yesterday, a blizzard dumped 2 feet. The governor called out the National Guard to rescue stranded motorists. 5,000 travelers spent the night at the airport. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Denver, and he is stuck in his home just like everyone else in the Mile High City.
Denver is one of those cities that prides itself on not getting ruffled by a little snow. But this is a lot of snow, and the city is pretty much resigned to the fact that nothing much is going to happen today.
Have another cup of coffee, have some breakfast, because you're not going anywhere today. The roads are pretty bad out there.
They are pretty bad out there.
The TV anchors were joking this morning, and it was clear the blizzard was not a life and death thing. Lots of collisions on slick roads, but no fatalities, according to police. But the real test of this storm's seriousness was whether the morning news folks would pause for some commercials.
Clap on, clap off.
Presenting the Clapper.
And, big sigh of relief, the goofy holiday ads were still there. At Denver International Airport, it was a bit more serious. Travelers who expected to be with their families by now are going nowhere. Thousands spent the night sleeping on the floor. United Airlines canceled more than 600 flights. DIA officials hope to reopen by noon tomorrow. Spokesman Scott Reed says there'll still be a lot of logistics to take care of before the planes start taking off.
You know, that is, once we get the facility open, the airlines have to find a way to rebook these folks. And, you know, I can't speak to how they're going to do it, but obviously they've got a challenge as well.
In Denver neighborhoods, it seems there are two theories on when to shovel snow. Wait until it stops snowing or keep on top of the snow so it doesn't pile up. Corin Glock is determined to try and keep up.
How's your back feel?
It's tired. Unfortunately, I live on a corner lot. But
You have twice as much to do.
Yeah, but I can see the end here soon.
Even as Glock cleared the snow, more was falling and collecting on her shoulders. Down the street, Erica Garcia stood in the warm lobby of her apartment building, looking at the snow outside.
So right now I'm grabbing my cross-country skis and going to my boyfriend's house so I don't get snowed in by myself.
Yeah, you don't usually cross-country in Denver, do we?
No, not traditionally. On days like this, yes.
Garcia's landlord, Philip Carbone, says his family has owned this building for years. There have been lots of snow stories over that time.
1913, they had a snowstorm here, and the trolley car came up around the corner, and it got stuck. We had to have my grandparents had to have people sleep in the basement there.
This storm won't surpass the 1913 big one. It dumped nearly 4 feet of snow on Denver. This time, most reports are estimating about 2 feet. But it looks like the storm is getting a name. People have started calling it the Holiday Blizzard of 2006. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.